Hi there, folks. This is me, the American Rebel, speaking to you today. How you doing? And ladies and gentlemen, I am breaking my silence. Now, yes, I have been speaking a lot about America First. And I've been outwardly about it. Yes, I've been. But the thing is, I've been outwardly about it to the people that I know that listen, that are open to listening. Opening to people that actually agree. There are some and people that actually feel the same way. But the problem is, in an ideal world, not everyone agrees to agree. Many people agree to disagree. You see, in my life, I have a number of people in my life that probably, you know, would not, well, either after I say this, think something of me, or unfriend me on Facebook, or whatever the case may be. Because what I'm about to tell you is it's easy to talk to people about the truth and people to understand it, because it's a common truth. However, when it's something that it's not they don't want to hear, well, then we tend to be quiet around those people and be quiet around them so that we can have a civil situation, a friendly situation amongst them, maybe relatives and then spouses and whatever. I, for one, have basically kept most of the political things for America First out of the view of my current Facebook page. Why? Because my wife has said, well, I don't want to defend somebody that thinks that because if you start defending Trump and the election in regards to it, then I have to tell everyone, I have to defend someone that I'm defending a racist. That's what she would say. She said to me that way. And what I do, I stopped. I kind of fell off and put it over on another page, put it somewhere else. Even though I know I probably reached a number of people there. So I am breaking my silence. So, and the thing is, you don't make a difference. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You don't make a difference just talking to the people that agree with you. You don't make a difference by talking to the people that agree with you and have the same ideals. You make a difference by talking to people that don't have the same ideals as you. You make a difference by talking to the people that don't have the same ideals as you, or maybe don't, and get them to think a little bit. That's how you make a real difference. And so therefore, in regards to this one podcast, this podcast is not just going to go to American Rebel. It's actually going to go out to my Facebook page, my regular Facebook page for Human Rehab. And I don't care who it goes out to. I don't care who sees it. I don't care what they say. If you want to be narrow-minded and call me a racist, or call me narrow-minded, that's fine. But I'm going to speak my voice and speak it now, this once, because I think it's important. We're at a stage of our country that it's important. Very, very important. I have the courage to say this once to make it, because it's important. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to have the courage in order to talk to people. That you have to have courage to be able to talk to people or put it out to people that people may not like. Donald J. Trump did a lot of things that people didn't like, that liberal left didn't like. And he transformed this country into one of the greatest, strongest countries economically, border-wise, strongest border-wise, greatest, good, respectable standing in our international community and economy. Donald J. Trump was a man that actually was, that is not a politician. And to his bent, to his problem, he probably did cause a lot of the problems he did by the way he talked and the way he tweeted things. Yes, we know this. We know that he didn't when he did something wrong, he didn't have to say it himself. He didn't say it himself. He had other people say it for him. Or if he mishandled or did something, messed up something, he had some other people say it, or he denied it. We know this, but other politicians have done this in the past too as well. But see, Donald Trump is special because these people hate him. They don't want him in there. As a matter of fact, they did political terraforming podcast. They did political terraforming as an attempt, as a combined effort to make sure Donald Trump, to try to make Donald Trump not have a second term as president. And they most likely will have succeeded, unless something happens. Unless something happens, it's going to be there. But this man fought investigation three times on the same thing on Russia, Stormy Daniels. Roadblocks by the liberal left, Congress, especially House and Senate, not willing to work with him, and a press that just nagged him and tried to portray him with a bunch of to make him look like he did a bunch of illegal things, and that he to do a bunch of illegal things, and that he did bad things. Saying that he's a racist and all this other stuff. And then some of you people who were listening to it, listened to that liberal left socialistic stuff. You slipped up that Kool-Aid. Ooh, that was good Kool-Aid. And you accepted it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's wrong. This man took... with all that opposition, he actually did everything he said he promised. He made a better economy. He made stronger borders. He made people accountable that came into this country and so we could vet them better, so that we're not bringing in terrorists from other countries that are from terrorist-making states or countries. He brought back our money that was going overseas, overseas from accords to peace treaties, like the one that Barack Obama, your savior, did, that put $2 trillion or more of our money in pallets to Iran for them to stop their nuclear program, in which they used that to increase their nuclear program, as well as also to increase their military. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this Donald Trump did so much for it. Despite the words, despite his demeanor, he followed through with every promise he made. And sure, he may have handle when COVID-19 came, he may have mishandled a little bit of COVID-19. Who wouldn't? But he did Operation Lightspeed to make sure that vaccine got it in our hands before anything happened that he was no longer going to be president, in event that he was going to be no longer president. He made sure Operation Lightspeed was going. He fought and he continued to fight, as well as legal battles for the election, which he should. But also also took on the presidency and then did that, and got you that vaccine. He did something that Jimmy Carter had wished he could do in his wet dream, and Bill Clinton can do in his wet dream all at one time. And that was to make three Middle East peace treaties to try to make peace in the Middle East. And succeeded. And succeeded. He was up for two Nobel Peace Prizes and earned them, while Barack Obama did one which he never deserved. Because they liked him. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump was the best president to make America great, the best America as possible. He gave back our economy. We had the best until COVID came. We had the best lowest unemployment rate in the past 30, 40 years for all people, including from African American people, Spanish people, Latino people, and everyone else, women. He created a platform in which the lower taxes would bring forward not only companies coming into our country, but also want to invest in this country. He created a platform in which basically in regards to our not getting away and easing tensions, even sanctions and regulations on coal, oil, and natural gas, so that we could be energy efficient. And he created a means of less tax and less regulation so that the businesses can grow and grow and grow, creating benefits, creating bonuses, and so on. We had that president. All that time, you folks, some of you gullible people, were sucking up the Democratic, liberal left, rhetoric Kool-Aid. That was a good Kool-Aid there. That was good Kool-Aid. Here, that was good. And you believed that BS that they were putting out. And the bottom line is, no, no, no. You folks that basically don't preach that you don't want to hate and that you don't want and that you don't want to hate. That you want equality and unity. You know what real unity is? You go to a Trump rally and see how many mix of people are in those Trump rallies. How many thousands and hundreds of thousands of Americans, black, white, Hispanic, women, children, Indian, Chinese, gay, straight. How many of those people are in those Trump rallies? Why? Because that's unity there. Because they know it's a real America. And they're all Americans. And yet, some of you people, back Biden, voted for Biden. And will believe everything that Biden tells you, sipping up all that Kool-Aid Biden Kool-Aid puts up. And the sad part is this, after COVID-19 comes up and straightens up, okay, after all this straightens up, after it's all said and done, and our economy goes back, and companies open up and start up again. Those that are not going to shut down due to political terraforming from the Democratic states, governors and mayors that are suffocating the businesses by shutting down the businesses that are actually they're following the state guidelines and they're not contributing to the spread of COVID-19, but they're suffocating those businesses and stopping them so that they can and suffocating them to the point that they can no longer survive. So that either they have to go by the government programs that Biden's going to have to put out. Wink, wink, or that they're gonna go under, and then look who they're gonna blame, and you'll suck on that government Kool-Aid there, the government Kool-Aid, the Biden Kool-Aid or Obama Kool-Aid there. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you need to wake up and smell the coffee. You know, what's Kool-Aid? Kool-Aid is all it is water, artificial coloring, and sugar. That's all it is. And the And once you take finish up that Kool-Aid, you have a sugar buzz for a while, but then all of a sudden, you crash. And you have to keep drinking that Kool-Aid to stay up. But sooner or later, you crash. And the sad part about all this is that you folks, that if Joe Biden, which most likely he may, becomes president, he's going to take credit for all, once COVID-19 straightens up, he's going to take credit for the economy that before his tax increases hit you, mind you, before his capital gains tax hits you, before any of his regulations hit you, and then the economy kicks up, he's going to take credit for all the good things that economy did after COVID-19 is straightened up. He is going to take credit for it. That clown is going to take credit for something that he has no right to accept credit for, because it was Donald J. Trump's policies that brought it on. And let's talk about that vaccine. Joe Biden is still talking. There's word that Joe Biden's going to start taking credit for that vaccine going out there. How? So when the vaccine is curing a lot of people, Joe Biden's going to go, I'm the one. If I had not said it, then that vaccine would not have gone out. Da 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 da. And you folks are going to suck on his Kool-Aid so much. It's going to be, you're going to have so much of a sweet tooth, you're going to have a cavity, and you're not going to be able to, it's not going to even be standard. Joe Biden's going to take credit for that, for the COVID-19 vaccine, when it was Donald J. Trump that did that. Operation Lightspeed. He got the vaccines. He worked with the Pfizer company and all those companies to get those vaccines out here. He worked it. He signed an order that every American get cured before it goes out to the United States, goes out to any other country. He signed an executive order on that. So, for right now, people are going to get cured, and guess who's going to take credit for it when it comes for inauguration time? It's going to be little old publicity hack and political agenda attack, Joe Biden. And all you people, including the people I love, my wife, some of my relatives, even some of my friends, are going to suck on that government Kool-Aid. Ooh, man, does that Kool-Aid taste good? Biden said it's so sweet. When it's not even true that Biden should not, and what's true is Biden should never even taken credit for it. It was Donald J. Trump. But they will not be able to see it past their own hate. They won't see it past their own disgust or their dislike. You know, liberals and people try to pride themselves on looking past hate and looking past whatever, and they don't. They don't want to give Trump a chance. But that COVID relief that was supposed to go out, the COVID relief situation that was supposed to be in the hand go out. That they were supposed to work on. Guess what? They're going to hold off on until Joe Biden becomes president, so that they can take credit. So Joe Biden can take credit. Joe Biden can take credit for it. And you are going to eat it up. You're going to drink that Kool-Aid. Folks, This is the only time I was putting this out. We need to stop looking past our biases, looking at our biases purely, and look at our hatreds and all what we think, and look at the truth. Have the faith. Have the courage to look at the truth. And if it's someone or something that we didn't like, but we see the truth that person's doing good, that we give the credit where credit's due, and we don't let someone else take credit for it. We don't. That is the problem that we have. You folks are going to suck up on that Kool-Aid and suck up on that Kool-Aid so much that you are not, that you know what? It just irks me. But the fact is this. We know that Biden has people that, we know that Biden has a lot of supporters. We know he does. We know there's going to be a lot of people that can get sucked up into that Kool-Aid, and these people, they have the same idea. You know, all these people have different ideals, basically, of how to run a government and how to do it. The liberal left, socialist, progressive, communistic oppressors of liberal left and Democratic Party have an idea of how to run government, big government, high taxes, high regulation, and so on. They use racism and they use rhetoric to govern and control you and to get you to think and get you so emotional. They go over and they want everyone to feel good while they open up borders to cause more chaos so that that chaos can grow and grow and grow so all in the name of making it do and feel good and all that want peace. When all the chaos, all the discord that happened prior before was stuff that they created. Now, may not through only through them, but through their allies, to create a political terraforming, to create a situation, to create an atmosphere so that something like this, the travesty of this 2020 election, should have happened. And you folks are going to eat it up and suck it up, and you'll be happy that Joe Biden is elected president. And some of you may even accept the fact that he's going to raise taxes. I have a sister-in-law that may be thinking about buying a house or moving to a different neighborhood. She better hurry up and do it, because when Joe Biden becomes president, he's going to reinstitute the capital gains tax, which means if you own a house, buy a house or a car, guess what? Your taxes go up 30%. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, all I want for this country is that all I want for this country and America first people want is a country for us and not for the government. We don't want communism. We don't want socialism. We want capitalism. We want law and order. We want strong borders. We want a strong economy. We want better opportunities, more opportunities out there, better pensions, healthcare through a market and provided by employers and not by government. They want people that this is what we American people want, the true America. We don't want an America that is going to have a government that's going to put our money in the hands of foreign countries through treaties or whatever, or through accords like the Paris Accord or any of that. We don't want an America that is telling us, okay, the the, you know, with whatever Kerry his name is, who's going to be the climate control, telling us what we should do, to what cars we should drive, and what should we should do about the climate. Dictating to us about the climate. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the verge of a total, for 4 years, minus COVID-19, this country was the greatest America has ever been since Ronald Reagan. It was respected by other countries, and it was strong, and it was an example of how America should be and how a true economy should be like. While all the other countries are going for socialism, progressive communism, and bankrupting their own countries, and trying to use other countries as a bank, like the United States and China, we were strong. People came to America. People came to America to work. And you know what? Here's the thing. We all need to know that we need to love the people themselves, the supporters of Biden. We need to respect the people, the supporters of Biden and the Democratic Party and their beliefs. These people have a belief system, a liberal left that think that liberalism and socialism works. It has failed every single time. But we have to respect these people that don't like Trump. We have to love and respect these people that don't like Trump and don't like Republicans and don't like conservatism in a real America. We have to speak to these people. We have to point out to these people their point of view. Just talk to them, and respect them, and listen to them. We can't be out there while some people are protesting, while Trump supporters are protesting, and people America First are protesting, and have a whole bunch of Antifa people causing a stirring and punching somebody. That just shows how much of an animal and how childish and petty these liberal left are. We need to embrace these people and then speak to these people that do not agree with us. It's easy to talk to people that agree with us. It is harder to talk to people that disagree with us. Yet we must love them, and we must embrace them, and we not embrace them by kissing them or anything like that, you sick bastards. But we need to embrace their beings and say, hey, listen, hey, you know, we may think things differently, but we don't hate you. We don't hate you. We love you. I love my wife. I love my wife. Minus her beliefs on Donald J. Trump and people and some of the stuff that's happening politically. And her backing Joe Biden. I love her to death. I love that woman to death. Man, do I love her. I have nothing bad to say about her. Or any of her family members. Her family members, her sister and some of her family members. I'm telling you, they don't like Donald J. Trump. They think Joe Biden is going to put this country in thing. They're under the delusion, under the Kool-Aid, the Obama Kool-Aid, that Obama was the greatest person in the world when he screwed this country over so much. But see, those people, we can't get upset with them. We can't demean them. We have to accept them, embrace them. And just live to disagree with each other and live in harmony with each other. We do. And all our family members, we have to love and respect them. Yes, we do. But we do not have as America First people, we do not have to respect the liberal left, socialist, communistic oppressors of the Democratic Party, Joe Biden. We don't have to respect, Harris, Kamala Harris, Pelosi, Schumer, or any of them, or any groups that back them up. We don't have to. We don't have to do it, and we shouldn't. We need to put our attention and our attention and our energy and our fervor into the people that are causing, that are about to destroy this country, Joe Biden and his company. All the Democrats that are going to destroy this country, that are going to put hands and money in the hands of foreign people, foreign countries, by pallets and by cords. The people that are there going to destroy our allies in Israel and destroy our allies everywhere else. Who's going to basically lower, take our borders and open the borders to terrorists without being properly other people in terror states without being vetted. To defunding our police and making our police force and taking money away from our police forces, which these people have to go through and do everything and anything to maintain law and order, and take away money from them because Black Lives Matter, the Black Lives Matter movement people, basically have set in line in motion that police officers and police have to be defunded because they are racist. When many police stations and police officers are not racist. A majority of them are not. And then also then the government taxes and regulations. I talk to you, I bring this to you, my sister-in-law. I bring this to you, my wife. I put this to you, to everyone else, that if anyone else of my friends or relatives that are listening, that listen to this podcast. I put to all you people that are not listening, that I do not know. You had a guy for 4 years that was president, who basically probably said the wrong things and probably said some wrong things and didn't own up to possibly doing something wrong. Say, oops, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. A person that stood his own and talked his way and developed and basically delivered on every promise he did and basically did to make this country great by our economy, our borders, and everything. And I'm telling you, is it right that you did that? Now that you have someone, that you may have someone that's going to be in the White House that's going to screw you over to make you feel good while he's screwing you over, that tell you how socialism is good, how taking your money is good, giving our money away is good, weakening our police is good just so everyone feels better. No. No, no, it doesn't. Now, we will all, you folks and everyone else out there like you, we're going to respect you. We're going to love you as our brother, our sister, our lover, our spouse, or whatever the case may be. We are going to all love you no matter what, and we're going to respect you, and we won't say much to you in regards politically and bows, because we love you and carefree, and we love our relationships. We love our relationships with our loved ones and friends. But don't expect us to be quiet. Do not expect us to be quiet one bit to the people that are going to destroy this country. Don't expect me to be quiet as Joe Biden and his company, his clan, go out to destroy what really makes America great, all in the name of creating an agenda that has failed. So, respect me. as I love and respect you. And we will not talk about politics. If we have friends, don't talk about politics and all that. And live to disagree while we go, while we, the American people, America first. There's a lot more of the people who are America first and Trump supporters that are than the people that value a socialistic, communistic, progressive, oppressive, democratic, fascist party. And we are not, as America first people, going to put up with it. We are going, even though he may be in power, we are not going to give up. We are not going to give him a moment's peace just because they, just like they didn't give Donald Trump peace, we are not going to give him a moment's peace. We are going to be in his face. America first people are going to be in his face. Every time he looks out that window, every time he goes out there, he's going to see a Trump 2020 sign or a flag or America first. Everywhere he speaks, America first or people heck him. And not just America first, by mind you, but I call upon everyone that has been disenfranchised by the Democratic Party to speak up against these people that are basically false people. False people that make false promises. False people make false promises. And the promises that they do make about destroying the country with high tax and all that, don't think that it isn't going to affect you. It's going to affect you later on. So we're going to speak up. We're going to go out there. We're going to protest. You think you want unity, wife and other family members and everyone and friends? You wanted unity? Take a look at all those Trump supporters out there. See how many, what mix of people are there during those Trump supporters and how quiet they are and how peaceful they are. And then show and see how many thousands of those people are out there. And we're going to go out there, the America First people, and we're going to protest. They're going to protest. They're going to rally America First each and every single time they go out. And every time they turn on the news, because the news is not going to be able to, this is so big, the news is not going to be able to hide it. And then for everyone else like me, who can't because we have to paycheck to paycheck on it sometimes, and we have to, guess what? People like me are going to put out the word, put out all the news stories, put out all the stories of corruption, lies, misconduct, hypocrisies, and we're going to point it out. We're going to point it out, and we're going to put it out there for people to see what kind of person Joe Biden is and everyone in his party is. Why? Because we're not going to lay down while he screws over our country and makes our country weak like a pussy. That we're going to make, we want a strong America, and we are not going to be quiet while he destroys the very foundation of this country. America first. He said before, this is now, it's not America first anymore. That was Joe Biden's very words. It's no longer America first. Well, hell yeah, it is. And we're not going to be quiet while he destroys our country. So we're going to blow up his internet. We're going to blow up his phones. And we're going to make sure that he sees it everywhere he goes. And all that we ask of you people that basically support Joe Biden and the liberal left and your ideals, you just listen. You had your chance. You did that with Donald J. Trump. It's our turn. It's our turn with Joe Biden. Let's let Joe Biden know that we are not going to take it, and there's a hell of a lot more of us than of them, and that we're going to show it to them in their face without violence, with peace and love, but in their face with fervor and spirit. I put it to you this. Simple. For 4 years, Donald J. Trump, a person that many people hated, did more for this country than many of the past four presidents altogether did for our economy, for our borders, for our welfare as a country. Unemployment, everything. Joe Biden, before being president, was in politics for 48 years, and he did nothing except for create and work with liberal, socialistic, progressive, communistic, oppressive policies, and said that he was going to do things, and he didn't do it. And the sad thing is, this clown is going to take credit for all the stuff that Donald Trump did. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to defend that and stick with that? If it is so, then we have to respect you. But we do not have to respect the man. And we don't have to respect it, the person that's destroying our country. And don't expect us to stand still and sit back while he rapes his country anew, a-hole. Sorry, doesn't happen that way. We love you, but that's sorry. So, anyone else? So, basically, I'm sorry this went long. I'm sorry, but it's one of fervor is oomph. I would say for everyone else some people that are listening to this podcast, if you feel that you just want to accept Joe Biden, Obama, Kool-Aid, government Kool-Aid, liberal left socialist, communistic, oppressive Kool-Aid, you want to expect their Kool-Aid in their rhetoric, go ahead. You won't hear it from us. But you'll be complaining about later on. You won't hear from us again out of respect for you. And my loved ones and family members, you won't hear it from me. You won't. And for all those people that actually want to hear something and want to be in depth what's going on, well, guess what? Join me in American Rebel. My Facebook page, Peter Katie Crane, The American Rebel. Read my listen to my podcast, see all the examples of all the fraud, misconduct, illegalities, and everything else that the liberal left Democrats do, and let's let them and expose these people for the frauds and the crooks they are, and see it, and then you make your decision what you see. You make your decision what you see. And then if you like it, then follow up and stick and sign up for my American Rebel. And then that way you can stay upbeat from what is being reported and what's not being reported. Because what's being reported is important. What's more important is the stuff that you're not hearing because your purpose of being not told it. This is American Rebel. Peace out. God bless. Have yourself a great night. And God love you all. And I love every one of you, even the ones that disagree. Let's go out, America First people. Let's go get Biden and his crew. Hoo, hoo, hoo.